Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you for all things. But Lord, this week, since we're talking about angels, I want to worship you and praise you and thank you for the magnificent, majestic, wonderful, magnificent host of magnificent created beings called angels that you have made and sent forth to minister for those of us that will inherit salvation. I praise you for these big guys, and I thank you, Lord, and may you send them out to help us to do great and mighty things for your kingdom. Now, Father, as the word goes out today, I ask you to reveal the word of God to us that we may walk in all of the fullness of the Word of God, so you may use us for your glory, and may everything we do bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Now then, if you have never had any of these things happen to you, like we've talked about in the last couple of days, well, obviously you have not believed God's Word. Because if you have never seen an angel do something for you, if you've never called one into existence to help you with something, you have really missed a tremendous blessing. I have called angels many times in to help me do great and mighty things. It's just absolutely amazing what these guys will and what they can do for you if you will just believe God. Now, have you ever commanded your angel to go and cause God's word to be performed for you? I guess most of us have just let these things slip from us. Because the average Christian I talk to, they have never spent very much time in God's word. They don't know that they have angels that they can call upon. And so they just don't call up them. So if you don't know it, then you can't call them into existence. But if you know the word, then you can. I want to read a little bit here of Psalms 91 to you. This is a very, very, very powerful psalm. I'm going to start here in verse 1. It says, Psalms 91:1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Now you must dwell in the secret place to be able to dwell there. "I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress." Now see, it tells you already what you're to say. You are to say of the Lord, "He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust." Now when you're saying those things with your mouth, you're speaking God's word. "Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you, to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra." There's the enemy. "The young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name." Now, some of the names of God, like El Shaddai, means all-sufficient one, or Jehovah Rapha, Jesus the healer. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Now, how long shall we escape if we neglect so great a deliverance? That comes from the ministry of angels. Now, these guys or folks are really out there. The Lord has told us that the ministry of angels is part of our salvation package God has provided for us. Some who believe in salvation of the soul don't believe in healing. Some believe in healing but don't believe in prosperity. It is amazing that people don't believe God's word, because God's word is a very awesome, awesome word. Now then, if we get involved and let the angels get involved with us, they will bring great and mighty things to pass. Let's continue on here and read a little bit more scripture. I want you to see that some of the things we read in Psalms 91 there, you must really speak those things. Those things must be in your mouth. They must be coming off of your tongue if you want your angels to come forth and protect you and keep you safe from all those plagues. Now, they will absolutely do that if you speak God's word in faith. You need to lock these mighty promises in your heart. And if you do, then he says, because you have made the Lord your dwelling place and your secret place, made him your refuge, it says he shall send his angels, or he shall give his angels charge over you. And they will take care of you. They will keep you in all your ways. And in their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. But remember, God is a faith God. And if you don't call these angels into existence with his word, then you will not have them. You need to make sure that you are speaking faith and speaking God's word, so that these mighty beings that God has assigned to take care of you will be around. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you start spitting out some old nasty profanity, maybe you're getting, somebody's getting under your skin, and you start speaking that nasty profanity, I'm going to tell you, your angels are not going to stay around. Those guys only hearken to God's word. And when you start speaking words of profanity and things like that, they're gone. They're not going to stay and listen to that, not for a second. So you need to know that. You need to make sure that only the words that comes out of your mouth is God's word, because they hearken to the word of the Lord. Now then, let's go a little bit further here. I'm going to read in 2 Peter 1, verse 3, is where I'm going to start. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. I want you to think about what God says right there. Now, he has given us great and mighty things. In fact, that scripture goes so far as to say, according as his divine power, he hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So what's given to us? Everything. Everything that pertains to life and godliness. How do we get it? Through the knowledge of him. When you begin to understand who you are in Christ, everything you do will change. When you begin to work out your own salvation, knowing you are a son of God and you have these magnificent beings, these angels around you, you are going to walk different and speak different, because you will be learning that you have been made a partaker of the divine nature of God, that you've escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're willing to take God's word, and you're to walk in love, and you're to work on being a partaker of all these wonderful things, this temperance and patience and godliness and brotherly kindness and love, if it says, for if these things be in you and abound in you, they shall make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But verse 9 says, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now, folks, angels want to get involved with your life here on this earth. They are very caring. God has sent them here, and the angels of God are here on earth to help you put, they're here to help you. So whatever you do, put these guys to work for you. Get them to help you do things. Anytime something happens that you cannot do it yourself, then ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send an angel, and he will listen and he will help you. Now remember, your angels are listening to what you say. So only speak the kinds of word God speaks, or they will leave you. If you will speak God's word, like Luke 12:8 says, also I say to you, whoever confesses me before men, him the Son of Man also will confess before the angels of God. But he who denies me before man will be denied before the angels of God. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to speak God's word. And if you will, the angels will show up and they will help you. I'd like to invite you to call me for tapes and video and audio tapes. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. You can also get a list of most of our tapes on the web at www.tlsm.org. Also, we'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon at 2 to 4 at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We see the Lord do mighty, mighty wonderful things every Sunday. So come expecting a miracle at 2 to 4 Sunday afternoon.